Journal Radio, the Midwest's radio home for the outdoors.
Online at sportingjournalradio.com.
Welcome to the show. My name is Brett Amundson. Thank you for tuning in across the Sporting Journal Radio Network, online, sportingjournalradio.com, and by subscribing to that podcast wherever you get your favorite podcast. We've been in South Dakota for the last couple of weeks chasing those elusive snow geese. It's been a tough season so far with mid-migration outfitters. As anyone who's been out there chasing snow geese knows, it was a tough year. Between the weather and the hatch last year, it's always tough in the spring. But this year, it was a tough one as we wrap it up this weekend and head back to Minnesota. Excited to do some fishing. Excited to get up to the Rainy River. We've got a Rainy River update with Joe Henry from Lake of the Woods Tourism. We'll talk about what accesses are open right now, how they're doing up there with walleyes, and then, of course, echoes through April 14. Then we'll talk about some sturgeon techniques, too, as the sturgeon fishing on the Rainy River has become very, very popular. We've also got some more interviews from the Northwest Sports Show when we were hanging at the Tazen Lake Lodge booth a couple of weeks ago. Of course, Tazen Lake Lodge in Northwest Saskatchewan, owned by Trevor Montgomery and Barry Prawl, and those guys are going to join us to talk about the offerings at Tazen Lake Lodge. Now, if you want to go catch giant lake trout, I'm absolutely fascinated by lake trout now and lake trout fishing and even stream trout fishing too. The trout are just angry fish and they fight so hard. These big lake trout up there are just ridiculous. Huge, huge bellies on these fish and big pike too. Trevor caught 2 51-inch pike within 4 days on Tazen Lake last year at Tazen Lake Lodge. So we'll find out more about that with those guys coming up here this week. We've also got Tim Potuchny from McCoy's on Mille Lacs. And we're going to talk about what Mille Lacs has got going on this year, how it's been this last year. He's a new owner up there. In fact, a new resort owner to an area that's been a bit of a struggle for resort owners. So we're going to talk to him about that and get his opinion and his thoughts on what's going on with Mille Lacs and what made him come to that Mille Lacs area and start running a lodge up there as well. And Brian Peterson, our old radio pal, he's been on the show with us, of course, used to be one of our regular contributors to the radio show here. Brian is with Outdoor News now. We're going to talk about the latest with Outdoor News and something that I found is pretty interesting, a digital subscription to Outdoor News. So if you're like me and you get the paper copies and then you end up with a stack of paper copies, which are kind of nice to have lying around, especially if you got your picture in there. But if you want to have something a little bit different, there's a digital version now, and you can go back and look at past issues without having to keep them at the cabin, you know, on the bookshelf or whatever. So we'll find out a little bit more about that with Brian Peterson coming up this week here on Sporting Journal Radio. It's brought to you by Tazen Lake Lodge. Tazen Lake .com is the website. Also brought to you by Prairie Sportsman. Another new episode of Prairie Sportsman this Sunday night on Pioneer Public Television. Sunday night, 7:30, we go on a late season deer hunt down in the southeastern part of the state with Rick Hansen, state representative. It's a chronic wasting disease management hunt. I know a lot of people are very passionate, and there's a lot of people on both sides of the CWD issue. So we explore the issue. We learn about how the DNR is managing them and what they're doing to test these deer for CWD. You get to see the process Sunday night, 7:30 on Pioneer Public Television, and then next Thursday at 7:30 p.m. on KSMQ in the southern part of the state, and next Saturday at 2:30 p.m. on Lakeland Public Television in the north. Show is also brought to you by Lake of the Woods Tourism, of course, lakeofthewoodsmn.com to plan your rainy river trip or get ready for summer fishing on Lake of the Woods, and also by Haybale Heights Campground and Resort on Devil's Lake, haybaleheights.com, getting ready for open water walleyes up there, of course, big pike, perch, white bass, Devil's Lake, great fishery, haybaleheights.com. You can stay there and lodge with them, or you can hire them as a guide, too, to take you out on the lake. Go to haybaleheights.com for more. So now we are going to go back to the Northwest Sports Show. A couple of weeks ago, we had the chance to sit down with a number of people here to interview them for this very radio show right here. And we're going to start with Brian Peterson from Outdoor News. Hey, we got a familiar voice on the radio show back again. Brian Peterson with Outdoor News. Now, of course, used to do some stuff with the radio show here with us. Brian, how's it going?
It's going great, Brett. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you. We're here at the Northwest Sports Show checking some things out. Have you spent every dollar in your pocket yet?
No, but I just got here, so it's a matter of time. I was smart this year. I didn't bring any money. I didn't bring any plastic. so I should be good. But there's just so much to see, so much to potentially buy. It's just huge this year. It's as busy as I've seen it in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, today, Saturday, is the day we're recording this. Obviously, the show is over now, but we're recording this on Saturday at the Minneapolis Convention Center. And Brian, I saw the Outdoor News booth is pretty busy over there. Tell us what you're doing with Outdoor News.
Well, I'm the web editor, so I'm in charge of all things digital as far as the website. Also, social media. I help oversee social media, mostly Facebook and Twitter. But the website, outdoornews.com, is keeping me hopping.
So when we read those captivating posts on Facebook from Outdoor News, that's your handiwork?
That is my handiwork, along with, we have Jason Reverman is also our social media guy, so it's a combination of people. But yeah, it's quite an undertaking.
Well, I got to tell you, so I was at the Deer and Turkey Classic show with you out there at the Coliseum at the State Fairgrounds. I had an article in the recent issue. And being that I'm on the road all the time, I wasn't at any place where I could physically go buy a copy or pick up the subscription out of my mailbox. And you were telling me about a digital version of Outdoor News. And I got to tell you, I love it, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, it's everything that you'll get in the newspaper, but it's right there on your handheld device or whatever you've got, your computer. And yeah, it's really smooth. You can page through it in a matter of minutes or sit there and read column after column, which is what we're hoping you're going to do. But it's just so fluid and just so smooth and just such a great option to have.
Well, what I really like about it, and I'm a little weird in my position because I'm kind of a media guy, I want to see everything. I want to see all the pictures. I want to see all the little picture captions. I want to see the advertisements. I want to see, who's the editor is. I want to see everything that the paper version has, and the digital version has that.
Yes, it does. And I'm an old school guy. I like sitting down, paging through a paper, and I still do that. But with this product, it's the best of both worlds.
The other thing about it that I really like is that, when you get the paper copy, and I don't want to knock the paper copy, of course, at all, because it is nice to have it in your hands. And but when you get the paper copy after you read it, and then you get the next one the next week, what do you do with the old one? You know, some people hold on to them. I've got some old ones for sure. But then they start stacking up because you guys do a lot of them. Which is great, of course, but that's a lot of papers to hold on to. But the digital version, not only do you get that new one, but what I like about it, Brian, is I can go back and read one from, I think it goes back to 2016, I think is what I saw in there. So I can go find, like, hey, man, I think my picture was in there, or my buddy's picture of his big buck was in that issue in 2017 or whatever. You can go back and see that on the digital version.
Right, and we've got so many people that call and say, I can't remember what issue my kid's photo was in. Can you go check it out? So it saves us a little bit, too. And at the same time, yeah, you can go back and check out anything you want for 2 years, and that'll keep going forward.
And you can subscribe to that on the website, right?
Yep, just go to outdoornews.com and just go through the steps and sign up.
All right, so Brian Peterson, Outdoor News with us here, Sporting Journal Radio. What else have you been up to, man? Sounds like we were talking off the air. Been doing a little bit of fishing this winter.
Yeah, a little fishing. Went up to Lake of the Woods a couple of times, and unfortunately that was about it. I live right on a lake here in the metro, and I never went out on that lake in the metro and fished. There was a lot of people out there on White Bear Lake, and looked like some pretty good fishing. I guess it's a really good crappie lake. But I'm from northern Minnesota, northwestern Minnesota, so if I do ice fish, Lake of the Woods is a big treat for me. I got to go back twice, caught some fish, good weather. The weather hadn't gotten as crazy as it did down the stretch with all the storms and that whiteout that they had up there. So I missed both of that. So, yeah, I can't complain. I caught some fish, good weather, good times.
When we worked together with Northland Outdoors, we had Northland Outdoors Television, we had the Northland Outdoors Magazine and all that, and I know that was a big fat bike time a couple of years ago. It's still big, of course, but that's like when it was really, seemed like it was really growing. You were the one guy with us that really got into the fat bikes, and you were staying in the yurts up around that Brainerd area. Did you do any of that this winter?
Yes, I did, actually. Those things are, they're kind of built for that weather, for snow, to a certain extent anyway. You don't want like 2 feet. You're not going to go through that, but they're great all-season bikes, but especially in the winter. And I did probably, I don't know, a dozen outings this winter on my fat bike. And I'll use it again right through the summer and fall, and if we ever get a summer, and spring and fall and back in winter again. It's a great all-around bike. I don't even ride my mountain bike anymore.
Well, Jamie Dittman's standing next to us, and I know you know Jamie well, too. And he and I went and fished Superior a couple of weeks ago when he could go out there and walk on the ice and fish for lake trout, and we caught some herring and salmon. But I thought of you, Brian, because we were sitting there, and the lake was full of activity. People all over the place, people walking their dogs. We had all kinds of curious dogs come running up to us and eating bait, you know, and whatever, trying to steal our fish. And ATVs and side-by-sides out on Lake Superior, which, you know, you don't really think of that. That iconic outdoor ice fishing scene in Minnesota with the four-wheeler or even the truck or whatever, you don't think of that on Lake Superior, and that's what it was that day. We had plenty of ice. And then there were two guys on fat bikes that rolled by us on Lake Superior, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, it's really big in northeastern Minnesota. They have, I think it's the Arrowhead race, yeah, which is it's a big-time fat bike race. They've got a fat bike festival up in that area. It's big-time in that area. They've got a lot of single track and actually just a lot of backcountry roads that you can ride on.
So you're looking forward to spring? What are you going to do when the snow finally melts? It's melting quickly, actually. Weather got pretty nice here. But what are you going to do this spring?
Well, you know, we got a little bit of lull before we can fish around here, unless you want to go back up to Lake of the Woods right now. So I'll probably get on the fat bike and do some fat biking. I don't know if we'll ever golf again here, but that would be kind of fun, too. But just getting outdoors. I mean, it's been such a long winter, such a harsh winter that, I mean, yesterday we just wanted to be outside. It was nice out. It's nice out today, so I'm going to get out of here shortly and get out into the sunshine.
Yeah, what can we look forward to from Outdoor News?
Well, we're going to have a bunch of stuff from the show here. They had the Minnesota Fishing Hall of Fame inductees yesterday. It was like a who's who of fishing gathered there, Minnesota fishing gathered there. We'll have that and some other pieces on the show. And then just the same fishing, hunting, conservation that you come to expect from Outdoor News.
Very good. Brian Peterson, Outdoor News. Thanks for the time. I'm here once again on Sporting Journal Radio.
Thanks a lot, Brett. Appreciate it.
Coming up, we're going to talk to Trevor Montgomery and Barry Prawl, owners of Tassin Lake Lodge, here on Sporting Journal Radio. Also, Joe Henry will give us a report on the Rainy River, find out what accesses are open, and also how the fishing has been, and get you some tips on chasing sturgeon up there once the walleye season closes, or even during the walleye season. You can fish both of them. It's a pretty unique opportunity in a state right now where there's a lot of ice still on all the lakes, and of course, a lot of seasons are closed too. And also, Tim Potuchny, he's the owner of McCoy's on Mille Lacs. We'll talk to Tim coming up here on Sporting Journal Radio.
Hey, anglers, looking for a destination where walleyes, fresh air, and fish fries are a way of life? Look no further than the famous waters of Lake of the Woods. From Bedette and the Rainy River to the main lake up to the Northwest Angle. Here, you'll enjoy the best walleye catch rate in the state. Maybe you'll pursue world-class sturgeon, pike, or muskies. Plus, you'll find lots of full-service resorts offering charter boats, delicious meals, and lots of Minnesota nice. Come experience the walleye capital of the world. Come experience Lake of the Woods. Catch the details at LakeOfTheWoodsMN.com.
If trophy lake trout and monster northern pike are on your list this summer, book a trip to Tassin Lake Lodge in northwestern Saskatchewan.
Everything from numbers to big fish.
See pictures, videos, and more at TassinLake.com.
This is quite the fishery.
Our five-star chef will feed you well after a day of chasing giants on Tassin Lake.
Dream come true.
Get rates, dates, and more of what you can expect.
It could be the best fishing you've ever had in your life.
At TassinLake.com. That's TassinLake.com.
Here it is, one of the nicest places in the world, I feel.
It's almost spring and soon the ice will be melting. Now is the time to start thinking about chasing big walleyes on Devil's Lake. Get on the fish at Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. Hay Bale Heights makes it easy for you to make memories on legendary Devil's Lake with guided fishing and lodging packages. Or bring your own boat and rent one of their cabins on East Bay. Hay Bale Heights offers a private marina, fish cleaning station, and the opportunity to relax and enjoy your bucket list trip to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. To book your trip, visit haybaleheights.com. That's haybaleheights.com.
Sporting Journal Radio is brought to you in part by Pioneer Public Television, producer of Prairie Sportsman with myself, Brett Amundson. Prairie Sportsman celebrates our love of the outdoors as we hunt, fish, and recreate while working to protect our valuable natural resources. Tune in to watch Prairie Sportsman on PBS stations throughout Minnesota and North Dakota, or watch the show online at prairiesportsman.com. And you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. Search for Prairie Sportsman.
This is Sporting Journal Radio. I'm Brett Amundson. Our next guest is Tim Potuchny from McCoy's Inn and Events on Mille Lacs. Tim, thanks for being on the show. You're a relatively new owner up there.
That's correct. We took over roughly 2 years ago.
All right. How have things been going up there the last couple of years on Mille Lacs?
It was a very fun summer and a very long winter. Good fishing early this winter, but by the end of it here, we're ready for this summer that's coming up to take over again.
You got some good news finally up there.
Yep, we are going to be able to keep one fish between 21 and 23 inches from May 11th to May 31st.
And what I've always said the last few years is even during the catch and release time, the fishing is great up there.
Absolutely. I've been walleye fishing all over the country, some of the best lakes, and I would have to put us up there in the top three in the whole country, and it's right here in the Minneapolis backyard. It's not uncommon to go out and catch multiple fish over 26, 28 inches. We had the AIM tournament up there last June. They're coming back this June. They want to say the winner was somewhere in the high 50s. High 40s got you 10th place, 11th place with a five fish average. That's a pretty impressive fishery.
Now, you've owned the place for 2 years. You came up from Chicago. So how does a guy from Chicago, you and your wife, right, family, you guys came up from Chicago. How does a guy from Chicago decide to come up and buy a resort on Mille Lacs?
Well, we had our little guy was born. He's three now. And when he was born, we wanted to slow down the life, busy city life, and move out to the middle of nowhere. And that was pretty much like the middle of nowhere. We kind of fell in love with the town of Isle itself. You have all of your basic needs are met right there. You have your grocery stores, your lumber yards, and all your conveniences within 2 miles. We looked at a lot of places, and it just looked like a fun way to live. We saw real quick that people in Minnesota learn how to have fun in all seasons. We have the ATV trails and the snowmobile trails right outside our door, and so there's always something to do even when the lake gets rough, and it's just a fun way to live.
Yeah, absolutely, and what a great area, and what a legendary lake, not just walleye lake, but a legendary lake in itself. You talk about giant smallmouth and giant muskies and just good fishing, crappie fishing, perch fishing all around. I mean, you can go up there and keep other fish. I mean, there's other fish you can catch in there, perch and crappies and whatever. You want to eat some fish. What was it like up there during the big old bass tournament?
It brought a lot of attention to the lake, that's for sure. The tournament itself was pretty busy. The Angler of the Year was 2017, 2016, both. They'd come up 2 years in a row. And so it brought a lot of national excitement. The lake itself is, you know, only about 50 anglers out there, so it wasn't too crowded, but there was definitely a lot of buzz in the area. Because of that, we got a lot of people coming up from Texas and Oklahoma and Nebraska, and they're coming in to enjoy the best smallmouth fishing in the country. We've got guys last year that pulled in fish almost 8 pounds, 7 pounds, 14 ounces was the biggest one caught on one of our boats last year. That fish should be about 8.5 pounds here in June when it spawns, and I certainly hope to catch it.
I bet. That's ridiculous. That's a huge, huge fish. And I wanted to ask you that. You kind of already answered the question, but I wanted to ask you what you saw as far as business as a resort owner, what you saw as business after that bass tournament.
Definitely a spike in bass fishermen coming up. And again, coming from longer distance, staying longer, fishing longer. The walleye guys are, you know, the ones that really want the trophy fish, and the lots of numbers are still coming up. And now you've got the bass fishermen alongside of it. I would say when you go out there in the summer and you look, though, it is now probably 6 to 7 bass guys for every, you know, one walleye guy that you're going to see fishing out on the lake.
And that wasn't always the case. But, you know, and sometimes the walleye guys like, oh, bass guys. And sometimes the bass guys are like, oh, walleye guys. And sometimes both of them are like, ooh, musky guys. You know, we're getting to a point, though, where we all kind of have to work together a little bit. And obviously any sort of positive economic boost to that area, to that lake, has got to be welcomed as a resort owner.
Absolutely, and obviously there is still, and probably always will be a little bit of that. I'm a bass guy, you're a walleye guy, we can't eat lunch together, but...
As long as you're not eating bass, you should be able to eat together.
As long as you're not eating bass, you should be able to eat together.
Or musky, yeah, right.
Well, I practice catch and release. I preach catch and release. I believe that if we're not careful with the resources that we have, then they won't be here for my child, which, again, is why I moved up here, is to be able to watch him catch big fish for years and years to come. And I know not on our lake, but in fishing in general, when we over-harvest any lake, it takes years to recover. I've seen that happen on smaller lakes. I don't believe that's the case on our lake. Our lake is really large, and there's just tons of fish in there. But when we do pull out every walleye in a lake, or we do pull out every bass in a lake, then it takes 20 years for that lake to come back.
Yeah, absolutely. Tim Potuchny, our guest, McCoy's Inn and Events on Mille Lacs. I got all that right?
Absolutely.
Good. I'm getting better. Here on Sporting Journal Radio, we were talking a little bit before we got on the air here about the status of the lake and the walleyes that are in there right now, and you've seen some positive signs up there.
Yes. Again, we're a little bit newer on the lake, but we did a lot of research before you invest your life into something, so we were well versed in the area. We have a very large 2013 year class of walleyes that are now growing, and one of the issues the DNR has stated on our lake is the lack of smaller year fish. And what we started to see last fall on our launch boats was starting to see a lot more of those 10, 12 inch fish being caught. And then through this winter, started to see an abundance of those 12, 13 inch fish. And so it gives me hope that we have a nice another year class coming up that's going to survive and provide plenty of fishing opportunity in the near future.
Sure. So talk about what you guys offer there. And with the keep season, what are the dates for the one fish that you can keep? It's mostly just in May, right?
May 11th to May 31st. We do have some hope that maybe in the fall, if our hooking mortality is low over the summer, that they'll open it back up and let you keep some in the fall. But right now it's May 11th to May 31st. We offer a little bit of everything. We like to have fun. So we have a resort. We have a hotel rooms, two-bedroom cabins, five-bedroom cabins, something that even opened up to 10-bedroom cabins. We do launch boats, fishing guide service, ice fishing guide service, snowmobile rentals, ATV rentals, side-by-side rentals. You know, we just try to go out there and enjoy nature.
When June rolls around then and you're out there guiding, do you have to switch over to, say, smallmouth at that point? Or can you catch and release? Or what can you do then?
A lot of the people coming up want to fish for those smallmouth. I'm one of them. I like to be able to catch 5-6 pound smallmouth, and it's a lot of fun. We do still guide for walleye, and we still fish for walleye. Our launch boats are going out there targeting whatever bites, but on a lake with so many walleye in it, that's usually walleye that you're going to catch. Our tactics change a little bit. You try not to pull them out of that deeper water and try to find them up in the shallows a little bit so that your hooking mortality is down a little bit and try to protect the fishery.
Tim Potuchny, McCoy's Inn and Events on Mille Lacs. Thanks for the time here on Sporting Journal Radio.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Coming up, Trevor Montgomery and Barry Prawl from Tazen Lake Lodge in Saskatchewan. And we'll talk to Joe Henry from Lake of the Woods Tourism, get you a Rainy River update next.
Sporting Journal Radio is brought to you in part by Pioneer Public Television, producer of Prairie Sportsman with myself, Brett Amundson. Prairie Sportsman celebrates our love of the outdoors as we hunt, fish, and recreate while working to protect our valuable natural resources. Tune in to watch Prairie Sportsman on PBS stations throughout Minnesota and North Dakota, or watch the show online at prairiesportsman.com. And you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. Search for Prairie Sportsman.
It's almost spring, and soon the ice will be melting. Now is the time to start thinking about chasing big walleyes on Devil's Lake. Get on the fish at Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. Hay Bale Heights makes it easy for you to make memories on legendary Devil's Lake with guided fishing and lodging packages. Or bring your own boat and rent one of their cabins on East Bay. Hay Bale Heights offers a private marina, fish cleaning station, and the opportunity to relax and enjoy your bucket list trip to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. To book your trip, visit haybaleheights.com. That's haybaleheights.com. If trophy lake trout and monster northern pike are on your list this summer, book a trip to Tazen Lake Lodge in northwestern Saskatchewan.
Everything from numbers to big fish.
See pictures, videos, and more at TazenLake.com.
This is quite the fishery.
Our five-star chef will feed you well after a day of chasing giants on Tazen Lake.
Dream come true.
Get rates, dates, and more of what you can expect.
It could be the best fishing you've ever had in your life.
At TazenLake.com. That's TazenLake.com.
Here it is, one of the nicest places in the world, I feel.
Hey, anglers, looking for a destination where walleyes, fresh air, and fish fries are a way of life? Look no further than the famous waters of Lake of the Woods. From Bedette and the Rainy River to the main lake up to the Northwest Angle. Here, you'll enjoy the best walleye catch rate in the state. Maybe you'll pursue world-class sturgeon, pike, or muskies. Plus, you'll find lots of full-service resorts offering charter boats, delicious meals, and lots of Minnesota nice. Come experience the walleye capital of the world. Come experience Lake of the Woods. Catch the details at lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
All right, this is Sporting Journal Radio, the Midwest's radio home for the outdoors. I'm Brett Amundson. Thanks for tuning in across the network, online, or wherever you get podcasts. Just search for Sporting Journal Radio. Well, a lot of anglers heading north to the Rainy River now to talk more about that. Joe Henry joins us from Lake of the Woods Tourism. Joe, and it's an exciting time of the year up there, isn't it?
It's game on, baby. Rainy River's open, finally. Just like anglers look forward to ice formation because they like to ice fish. There's a large contingency of folks that look forward to the Rainy River popping open so they can drop their boat into the water for the first time of 2019. They get a chance to get out there amongst the icebergs and jig for monster walleyes that, you know, a lot of them, some of them are locals, Brett. Some of them, a lot of them came from the lake. You get big numbers of big walleyes coming from that lake. Then they get constricted in the Rainy River. And Tell you what, you talk about walleye per square foot, you get a pretty darn good chance of catching some big fish.
Yeah, of course, big fish up there. Regulations are a little bit different. People used to keep a couple of eaters, but really they're up there for the big fish, aren't they, Joe?
That's it. So, yeah, the regulations this year have changed. So the spring fishing season for walleyes is, I'll tell you exactly what it is. On Four Mile Bay, which is at the mouth of the Rainy River before you actually get into the Lake of the Woods. But Four Mile Bay and the Rainy River, the spring walleye season goes through April 14th, and it's a catch-and-release season only. Now, in the past, it used to be that you could keep a couple walleyes under 19 and a half, and everybody and their brother and sister would keep them, right, just because you could. But what ended up happening then is through the electroshocking they do each and every year, the DNR, they noticed that the percentage of mature male walleyes was starting to go down to actually below 20%, where it used to be 50%, half and half. So they said, we know most people come up to catch a fish of a lifetime. We know a lot of people come up to, if you hit it right, you might catch 50 to 100 fish in a day. And it's also a tradition, a time of when people can drop their boat in for the first time, into open water. So for all those reasons, they said, we're going to make a catch and release. And I'll tell you, so far, the majority of anglers, not all, but the majority have been pretty darn pleased with the thought of sustaining that fishery, giving the Rainy River the best chance for reproduction it can.
Always gets busy up there, and the accesses are usually very busy until more accesses open up along the Rainy River up there, Joe. How many are opened up now?
Well, we're lucky because I'll tell you what, we have three open. It started out with Birchdale, Nelson Park and Birchdale. You know, that access popped open this past Thursday. And, when there's one access and everybody, to your point, when everybody's using that one access, still worth going out, but it can be a little bit of a wait to get your boat in. You know, this last Thursday would have been the 28th of March. Now as we speak, there's three accesses open. We got Nelson Park and Birchdale. The next one to the west downstream is Frontier. And then the next one down from that is Vitus, which is adjacent to Clemenson. So the open water on the river is really moving quickly. And, I talked to some people who predict within the week, they believe that there'll be open water down by the resorts at the mouth of the river. So time will only tell, but I'll tell you what, there's a lot of current and that ice is moving quick.
I was curious if you'd notice if there'd be any difference in the amount of anglers coming up there with the change in regulations. I'm assuming probably not much because most of them are going up there for the big fish. But have there been the average amount of people that go up there every year?
So far there has been. I've heard a few people say, gosh, I'm not going to go up. I'm not going to go up because, if I can't keep anything, I'm not going to go. But, you got to realize that the majority of the folks anyway are not going up to, they're not coming all the way up to Rainy River to catch two small walleyes.
Yeah.
They're coming up for the experience and the chance for that 12 or 13 pounder. I mean, you should see the fish pictures on the internet. People are holding up, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 pound walleyes. Mm-hmm. And, some are getting them on jigs with plastics. Some are getting them with jigs with, frozen shiners, and some are getting them on cranks. But the point of it is they're getting nice fish, and that's what's drawing people more so than anything. So no, I from what I understand, and we won't know until the season's over, but I mean, I think it's been overall pretty darn well attended. And I just think it's so much more than keeping a couple small fish this time of year.
Joe Henry from Lake of the Woods Tourism, our guest, Sporting Journal Radio, talking about the Rainy River, a traditional spring fishing destination as the rest of the state and surrounding states look at frozen water. I've been spending time in South Dakota, Joe, and I'm in areas that I have seen open water, open water earlier than this time of year. And a lot of the big bodies of water are frozen solid. In fact, chasing down snow geese that have sailed into ponds, I've been breaking a lot of ice. In fact, I had to kind of perform a little dog rescue on Mika, who broke through some ice and couldn't get back to shore. It was a little cold waiting out there and breaking ice to break ice to make a path for her out there. So, obviously, any chance you can get some open water and be able to go after 10-plus-pound walleyes is a big deal. And, of course, after April 14th, the Rainy River is still a popular destination because of that other big fish that you got up there, Joe.
And kudos to you for taking care of those dogs like you do and watching over them. I mean, that's, how it is. Every once in a while you watch a dog rescue in the ice, on the internet or something. And every time that happens, I just feel real good, real appreciative of the people that, you know, get out there and rescue those dogs. I mean, not to get sidetracked, but you know how we care about our dogs, right?
Oh, I know. And I didn't, you know, it was one of those things where I was like, well, this is about to get real cold, but I don't really have any other choice right now. So
no, it's not even a consideration at the time. Yeah. Good for you, man. Yeah, no, I'll tell you, Lake Sturgeon, you know, as most people know by now, and, you know, Lake Sturgeon have made such a good rebound up at Lake of the Woods and the Rainy River. And, you know, the reason for it, two things, really. Number one, they quit commercial netting back in about 1987 up on Lake of the Woods. Secondly, and by the way, a lot of people don't know this. Did you know at one point in time, Lake of the Woods was the number one producer of caviar in the world?
Wow.
So that's one. Secondly, when we talk about sturgeon and the resurgence of them, you know, one of the things I was told by a number of biologists is that when the Clean Water Act kicked into place, in fact, one of them said when the Clean Water Act actually got some teeth behind it, that's when the Rainy River really started cleaning up. There was a time when people would fish the Rainy and it was quite dirty from some of the industry upstream, you know, just different paper mills and things that did things a little differently back then, like everybody did. And when you jig your line, there's times where your line would get messed up enough that you'd have to kind of reel it in and clean it off and then drop it back down again. Well, you know, the sturgeon didn't do real well spawning in those kind of river conditions. Since they've cleaned the river up like they have, the sturgeon are just multiplying like crazy. So the average size of the sturgeon is getting bigger and we're getting more sturgeon each and every year. Sturgeon fishing has been just excellent.
And it's a relatively easy way to fish.
Oh, it's a relaxing way. It's just like it's like fishing catfish or fishing carp. You know, you go out and find a hole, a deeper hole in the river. You anchor up somewhere along that hole, and then you pitch out a sturgeon rig, which typically is like an 18-inch, 60-pound test, 60-pound test leader material with a 5/0 circle hook. Then you normally have a weight on there, like a flat no-roll sinker so it doesn't roll in the current. And you normally use about a 4 or 5 ouncer. It depends upon the current, of course. But you pitch that out near a hole on that hook on the business end. You got either 2-3 night crawlers all globbed up. It's being those sturgeon or bottom feeders, and they feed by scent. Some anglers will actually take and use 50% night crawlers, 50% frozen shiners. And then you just pitch it on the edge of that hole, and you're sitting back anchored up. It's relaxing. You know, when that sturgeon hits, you'll get little tap taps, and you know, you just reel that line tight with those circle hooks, and it's game on. And the other thing that's interesting, and you've experienced this, you know, when you're sturgeon fishing, you know, by accident, you'll catch other fish too.
Oh yeah. 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 You get sick of catching big walleyes, which is strange. Yeah.
You got some good ones sturgeon fishing, didn't you?
Oh yeah. We lost track of how many upper 20 inch fish that we caught that day. And we'd get so excited. We'd hear that tick, tick, tick of the reel, and we'd set the hook, and yeah, you'd pull in this big, you know, walleye that's considered a trophy in a lot of areas. You'd be like, doggone it. I want a 60-pound sturgeon. Come on.
You know, I tell you, it's funny. It's everything's so relative. When you're looking forward to a 60 to 100-pound sturgeon and you pull in a 8-pound walleye in that heavy gear, it isn't the same, is it?
No, it's not the same. But it's one of those things where it's like, okay, I'll take it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to
still makes a good the hero shot, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I'm not going to complain about it one bit. All right, Joe, if people want to come up there for the Rainy at the spring, April 14 for walleyes, after that for sturgeon for a while, where can they go to learn more about it, get rules, regulations, find out where to stay and all that good stuff?
Absolutely. Yeah. And we do have lodging available. It's so easy to jump in at an access, just like doing it in the summer. Just, you know, it's April, but check out our website. It's a one-stop shop. And our website is lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Hey anglers, looking for a destination where walleyes, fresh air, and fish fries are a way of life? Look no further than the famous waters of Lake of the Woods. From Bedette and the Rainy River to the main lake up to the Northwest Angle. Here you'll enjoy the best walleye catch rate in the state. Maybe you'll pursue world-class sturgeon, pike, or muskie. Plus you'll find lots of full-service resorts offering charter boats, delicious meals, and lots of Minnesota nice. Come experience the walleye capital of the world. Come experience Lake of the Woods. Catch the details at lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
If trophy lake trout and monster northern pike are on your list this summer, book a trip to Tazzin Lake Lodge in northwestern Saskatchewan.
Everything from numbers to big fish.
See pictures, videos, and more at TazzinLake.com.
This is quite the fishery.
Our five-star chef will feed you well after a day of chasing giants on Tazzin Lake.
Dream come true.
Get rates, dates, and more of what you can expect.
It could be the best fishing you've ever had in your life.
At TazzinLake.com. That's TazzinLake.com.
Here it is, one of the nicest places in the world, I feel.
Sporting Journal Radio is brought to you in part by Pioneer Public Television, producer of Prairie Sportsman with myself, Brett Amundson. Prairie Sportsman celebrates our love of the outdoors as we hunt, fish, and recreate while working to protect our valuable natural resources. Tune in to watch Prairie Sportsman on PBS stations throughout Minnesota and North Dakota, or watch the show online at prairiesportsman.com. And you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. Search for Prairie Sportsman.
It's almost spring, and soon the ice will be melting. Now is the time to start thinking about chasing big walleyes on Devil's Lake. Get on the fish at Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. Hay Bale Heights makes it easy for you to make memories on legendary Devil's Lake with guided fishing and lodging packages. Or bring your own boat and rent one of their cabins on East Bay. Hay Bale Heights offers a private marina, fish cleaning station, and the opportunity to relax and enjoy your bucket list trip to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. To book your trip, visit haybaleheights.com. That's haybaleheights.com.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
Hi, this is Sporting Journal Radio. I'm Brett Amundson. Thanks for tuning in across the Sporting Journal Radio Network, online, sportingjournalradio.com, and by subscribing to that podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're talking right now at the Tazzin Lake Lodge booth here at the Northwest Sports Show. We got owners Trevor Montgomery and Barry Prawl with us right here. For our listeners, again, just refresh. They probably have heard us talking about Tazzin Lake Lodge quite a bit, but refresh. Tell our listeners what Tazzin Lake Lodge is, Trevor.
Sure. Tazzin Lake Lodge is a pike and lake trout outfitting camp. We're located in the northwest corner of Saskatchewan, straight north of Lake Athabasca. Large lake, 25 miles by about 12 miles, five major rivers flowing in, and trophy lake trout and trophy pike. Those are our species.
Big, big lake trout. Barry, you came on board last year, and you came out and fished with us. I got to be in the boat, the three of us in the boat last year. First time fishing Tazzin Lake. What happened?
Put the hook in the water, and within an hour, we had a 51-pound, 47-pound, and a 38-pound. And then these guys made me put my rod down.
Did you ever expect it to be like that?
No, never caught anything like that before in my life.
It's a special place, isn't it?
It sure is, yeah.
All right, well, we're getting ready for the 2019 season here. Trevor, we're starting, what, the third week in June?
22nd of June, first group comes. Yeah, and we're going to run till the second week of September this year. We're going to try and stay open for that the fall trout spawn.
Really, I mean, people think about that September spawn as being a good time for lake trout, but my gosh, we've had pretty good luck in July up there.
Absolutely, yeah. July is a great time of the year for the trout. You know, typically they're down deeper on the bottom, and we know where they are. They're a little bit easier, more concentrated, I guess you'd say. Into September, they start moving up pre-spawn, so they get up into their areas just outside of there, and they stage up in there, and then they move up into the spawning areas. And often, too, as well, at that time of year in September, there's some really nice pike caught, too, as well. They're up there eating all the trout that are up in the spawning area.
Yeah, and we'll talk about pike because there are a couple of fish that were, I don't know, 50, over 51 inches that you caught last year, two of them in 4 days. I want to talk about that here in just a little bit. But Barry, why don't you tell us a little bit about the camp, about the lodge and the food that we got there?
The food is exceptional. We have Steve Driver, who's been the chef there for a number of years, and he teaches culinary, and his food is second to none. And the lodge is just a beautiful setting. Cabins, you have separate cabins for the guests where they all have, hot water showers, flush toilets, and just everything is up to date and ready to go.
I've got a picture of you. I'm pretty sure your eyes are closed. You might be dozing off a little bit sitting in one of those comfortable chairs at the lodge.
Yeah, you bet. We have nice couches to watch TV if you want. We have Wi-Fi there, and come in, relax. Nice place to relax in the evening.
Yeah, and a bar and a tackle shop as well, so we definitely try and make sure that the guests are comfortable.
And not that people watch it very often, but there is satellite television there, so you can keep up on news and whatever and see what's going on in the rest of the world, if you choose to want to do that. A lot of guys, of course, just like to get away from all of that business, especially with the world the way it is right now. It's nice just to get away, go sit on an island in northwest Saskatchewan, catch some giant fish. Trevor Montgomery, Barry Prawl, our guest right now, Sporting Journal Radio, talking about Tazon Lake Lodge and Tazon Lake, northwest Saskatchewan. Big lake trout, of course, but big pike too. And it's not, you know, I don't want to say pike are a bonus fish, but they kind of are to some extent because you go there for these giant lake trout. But you had a pretty good experience last year catching big pike.
Yeah, we had a great couple of days there. Basically, we were fishing and caught quite a few fish and large pike over the course of that day, and then got into one and hooked into a big monster, you know, 51 and a half by 22 inch girth, and beautiful fight, great tail walk, all kinds of stuff going on. Got some great footage of it, and then four days later, different spot, hooked into another 51 by 18, just another beautiful big pike, and had a great time. Lots of great footage of it, watched it do this tail walk and down and under through the water and all that, and yeah, it was great, you know.
And you can watch that on our YouTube channel, Tazon Lake Lodge on YouTube, or go to TazonLake.com and you can see videos and pictures of all these fish. And the lake trout, Trevor, there's lake trout lakes. There's historic lake trout lakes, generally a lot bigger than what Tazon Lake is. So obviously it gets windier on those. So talk about some of the differences just when it comes to conditions on those lakes compared to some other ones, and also just the size of the bellies on these fish.
Certainly, yes. On Tazon Lake, we have a great food base. Ciscos and whitefish are our main food base, as well as eel pout or burbot, maraya they're also called. So we do have great big schools of bait pods. And a lot of the places I've guided before, I've never seen schools of bait pod like I see on Tazon. You know, you can go for a mile and still be in that same bait pod. And that's one of the reasons, I believe, why our fish get the size they do, as well as the girth they do, because of that, the abundance of food. You know, there's food everywhere. And on Tazon, we're very fortunate that there's a mountain range all the way around the lake, so it protects the lake to some degree. And the lake, like I said, is 25 miles by about 12, you know, with those five major rivers flowing in. So basically, you know, a great big island in the middle breaks the lake into four quadrants, so it really protects the lake. You never get big wind, and, you know, very rarely get much waves of any size. So, and that's one of the differences between us and some of these other lakes that hold trophy-sized lake trout and regularly caught trophy-sized lake trout, where, you know, you can fish. Every day you can fish, no matter what. You never get, locked out by wind.
And normally your trips are 7 days, so it's 7 days of fishing. And the other interesting aspect to Tazon Lake is, and I don't want to start talking about other lakes or anything, but the one interesting thing about Tazon compared to other lakes is there's no nets around this lake.
No, for sure. Yeah, it's Tazon Lake Lodge is in a special management zone, so there's never been commercially netting on Tazon Lake, and there never will be. So it's a real difference because every other lake in Saskatchewan is commercially fished and has been commercially fished, you know, and that does make a difference in taking out those big fish. Whereas we're catch and release, we release everything we catch. Of course, we keep a few small ones for shore lunch, and that's it. And we handle those big ones with care because those are the most important part to us, making sure they go back healthy.
One thing you'll see at the dock at Tazon Lake Lodge, we saw it starting last year, is you see a plane sitting there. Barry, you're a pilot, and you like flying around. It's kind of a neat area to fly around, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. It's definitely breathtaking scenery. You know, you have the sand dunes and the mountain range around us. It's just beautiful, beautiful country.
How about when we flew up along the river on the north side of the lake, the Abitibi, what that looked like from the air?
Yeah, that's something you rarely see, or I've never seen before, is the oxbows just back and forth for miles and miles and miles. Spectacular to see from the air.
It was really cool, and you can see some pictures of it at TazonLake.com. And Trevor, when we were up there, we were actually checking out some of your flyout lakes, because there's some lakes up there that haven't been fished in a while.
Absolutely, yeah. We have none of the flyouts have been fished in over a decade. So, you know, that's a key thing, and we're opening up a couple of those this year. We're going to start getting in there again and trying it out. And I have fished them in the past. I was the one that closed them down the last time. So quite excited to get in there. Large pike and large lake trout in those lakes. And, you know, those fish should be hungry.
Yeah, they haven't been fishing a long time. That's Trevor Montgomery, Barry Prawl, Tazen Lake Lodge here. We're sitting at the Northwest Sports Show. Obviously, that show is over now. We're recording some interviews here. And one thing we've noticed here, guys, is we've had almost two different types of people that come up. I'm going to say three different types of people that come up. Some that have been like, oh, Tazen Lake Lodge, where is that? I haven't heard of that before. And we've heard of some people like, oh, I fished there in 1962. Oh, my gosh, that lake is unbelievable. And then we've been hearing from people that have come up and said, oh, man, I've been seeing pictures of your fish all over social media. How soon can I get up there? This place, you know, there's some openings this year, but I have a feeling that schedule is going to start filling up fast.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been a good show, and people definitely are hearing about us, and they're seeing the pictures, and, you know, it's opening out a lot of eyes that they're going, wow. Wow, I never realized there was that size of fish up there, especially in a lake like that. And the unique thing about Tazen is that it's an extremely deep lake because it's like a mountain lake. You know, there's a lot of areas where it's 400, 450 feet deep, even into 500s in some areas. And you know, like just having that depth of water is unheard of in the province.
There's got a Loch Ness monster in the bottom of that lake somewhere. There's got to be some giant creatures down there. You're talking 400, 500 feet down. I mean, I just can't. It's scary to some extent, you know, but it's pretty cool. And one thing, too, you know, some people are like, well, we haven't heard of the place. Well, there was a couple of years there where you were kind of I don't want to say closed, but you weren't taking fishermen up there. So the fishing pressure has been light, and you had some power workers up there?
Yeah, well, we had SAS Power, which is our provincial power, you know, power corporation, and they were up doing some work on some of the local dams and that in the area. So, you know, we just leased the camp out to them. So it had a really good rest, and you know, now the last couple of years been doing upgrades, upgraded the cabins, upgraded boats, and you know, done some fixing and building and that, and just making everything to the level so that we believe that we're at the level we needed to be at to be able to start to really push and start to bring in customers. You know, one of the other things that we've done is that we're maxing out this year at 12 guests per group. We're going to go hopefully to 16 next year is kind of the plan. But, you know, our capacity is 32 bed space, but we just want to keep the quality high and the quantity of fishermen low. And that's really important to us to make sure that, you know, we're protecting our fishery and keeping it there so we can ensure that we have, you know, that fishery for clients to come at the same quality for the future.
Well, I, you know, obviously I'm a little biased because I'm working with you guys and I love the place and it's been an unbelievable experience for me. But I you know, and you can feel it. With the interactions that we've had here with people this weekend, you can feel that it's about to blow. Like, this place is going to be, there's going to be people, it's going to go crazy here pretty soon, which is nice when you say that you're going to limit it to, you're not going to fill every bed space that you have in the camp. You want to keep it small, you want to keep the quality of that fishery high, and it's just, I think, pretty soon it's just going to explode up there, and I'm happy to be a part of it, so thank you guys for letting me be a part of it, first of all.
Absolutely. Well, and we appreciate what you do for the camp too as well, and that, you know, we've been very fortunate to be able to create the relationship we have had, Brett, you know, and it's a great thing all in all, and definitely customers are booking in and people are becoming more aware, and as that awareness is created, you know, we're definitely seeing more people booking in and showing interest in it, so it'll be nice to be able to share that with them.
Absolutely. Well, TazenLake.com, Tazen Lake Lodge, Trevor Montgomery, Barry Prawl. Can't wait to get up there again this summer. You might literally have to drag me out kicking and screaming at the end of the season. So thanks for the time here on Sporting Journal Radio.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Brett.
You've been listening to Sporting Journal Radio, the Midwest's radio home for the outdoors. To listen to the show again, go to sportingjournalradio.com or download the podcast in your podcast app or iTunes. Find us on Facebook. Search for Sporting Journal Radio.